Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Salt, that essential winter tool to tackle icy roads. Where does it all come from? We sent WBUR's David Boeri to an enormous salt pile in Chelsea to find out.
In the history of salt, using it to turn snow and ice into slush on the highway shows up in the later chapters. Somewhere after soy sauce, gunpowder, embalming, olive oil, sauerkraut, and ham. But over on the waterfront in Chelsea, a 40 to 50 foot high mound of multicolored crystals draped by a red, white, and blue tarp sings a song that salt is king. What's the secret of the salt business?
Snow and ice.
In the road salt business of Massachusetts, Paul Lamb is better known than the Morton Salt Girl. He manages the Chelsea Terminal for the Eastern Salt Company, which started back in 1950.
Salt is not worth anything in July, okay? Now, you get down during a snowstorm, people pay whatever to get it, you know?
The girl under the yellow umbrella should be saying, when it snows, it pours. This year, Eastern Salt is on target to sell more than 1 million tons.
We're about halfway done with the season, maybe a little over half, and there's no sign of the snow letting up.
Across 5 acres of pavement with not a spot of ice on it, huge cranes have unloaded a barge full of salt onto the slopes of the mountain. Mammoth front-end loaders are spooning into the pile and dumping their mouthloads into a 100-truck fleet of 18-wheelers and dump trucks headed across Massachusetts.
You've been busy this year.
Oh, never ends. Never ends.
Dougie Colton has just pulled his rig in and picked up 34 tons of salt that's a mix of blue and white. He's off to Boston College.
The other truck in front of you, one's going to Braintree. Truck behind me's going to Alston, over to Greens. Another truck going to Framingham.
The state alone has used over 370,000 tons of salt on its highways this year. As a commodity, salt is relatively inexpensive, found practically everywhere. The biggest cost component is moving it. Our road salt is nothing if not cosmopolitan. The multiple colors in the mountain are like flags of origin.
The brown salt is out of our mine over in Chile now. The white salt from Mexico, that's a solar salt, which evaporated out of the ocean. Generally, we'll have some Irish salt. We'll have some Egyptian salt.
What's the Egyptian salt?
Egyptian's kind of a grayish salt. Thursday, we have a ship coming in from Australia. That has, Australia has about 65,000 tons on it. That's pure white.
You never want to put all your salt in one basket, goes the business principle. Paul Lamb has to balance a steady supply with demand as unpredictable as the snow. Right now, the salt's pouring. And Paul Lamb's biggest problem is his own driveway. It's a mess.
But you use salt in the driveway, don't you?
I can never remember to bring any home.
For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.